USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Georgia State Election Board voted unanimously Wednesday to move forward with an investigation of U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat from Georgia, for his role serving as board chairman of a voter registration organization founded by Stacey Abrams that election officials say failed to follow deadlines. Warnock did not respond to requests for comment. According to data from Burbio, a digital platform that tracks school data, President Biden's new target of reopening schools, having more than 50% of public schools offering at least one day of in-person classes a week, is behind where the nation's public schools already are. 66% of students in kindergarten through 12th grade are already attending traditional in-person classes 5 days a week. Millions of people in Japan will be delayed in getting Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine as planned. Standard syringes in use in Japan are unable to extract a six and final dose from each vial manufactured by the U.S. drug maker. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Minimum wage in America. Is it enough to keep your head above water? Should it be a state issue? USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Senate Democrats want to include an increase in the federal minimum wage in their COVID relief package. However, the plan is getting pushback from many lawmakers, like Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst.
Raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour will put 1.4 million Americans out of work. We don't want to see that. We don't want to kill small business.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. Department of Justice spokesman Mark Raimondi said the United States has sold more than a million barrels of Iranian fuel. The gasoline was seized under President Trump as he used civil forfeiture procedures to seize some 1.2 million barrels as it was being sent from Iran to Venezuela aboard four tankers. The proceeds will go to the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The stress of the COVID-19 pandemic is taking a toll on mental health, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The report from insurance company The Standard showed about 55% of the workers surveyed said they were dealing with mental health issues since the beginning of the pandemic, with many citing increased stress around job security and working from home while balancing other family and social demands. Dr. Patrice Harris says that just having conversations about these issues is a good place to start in dealing with them. The former president of the American Medical Association tells CNBC that there are some simple coping strategies those who are feeling overwhelmed can use.
Certainly, I want everyone to, first of all, give themselves grace and space to feel how they are feeling. Know that we are not helpless. And yes, we are all hitting that wall. But it is time to build on our reserves, call on those coping skills that we typically use. Make sure we are getting some activity. I know in the North, it's difficult, but put on your favorite artist and dance around. Make sure you're sleeping and try to eat. And by all means, Shep, we should not be turning to alcohol to cope.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress related to others and make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence through adulthood. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.